My name is Maria Ramirez. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, presently, but I was born in Ponce, Puerto Rico, a beautiful little city by the ocean, and, well, it's a large city now. I'm married for 59 years this year, and I have 6 children, 3 girls and 3 boys, wonderful, wonderful children. And I love living in Puerto Rico when I was a child, and I was kind of sad when we moved here to New York City. And anyway, I'm here in Florida. I like it. It's pretty hot now. and it's kind of like living in Florida was almost like living in Puerto Rico, because I lived in Miami, and we have plenty of oceans and palm trees. I love the palm trees. And in 1980, somewhere around there, I was looking for something. I knew that there was more truth than what I had heard in I was raised Catholic, and I wanted to know more about everything in life. And one day I went to the flea market, and I found a bunch of people that was there from Church Universal and Triumphant, and I came across the teachings of the Ascended Masters, and that really changed my life, because I found all the truth I wanted. And you know, it's never finished. It's always more and more. It is delightful. So I found my place. I found my niche. Now I'm still continuing with the teachings of the masters through the Heart Center, which I love. And pretty much I love being a mother and having all my children and my husband and my family nearby, because I live in Jacksonville and everybody lives in a radius of 3 to 5 miles around me. So it's like I'm the hub. And every Wednesday they come to my house and we pray a rosary for healing for everybody else. People just send us names and conditions, just like they do to Don. And pretty much this is my life now, except that I take care of a 101-year-old little lady. And that's my job right now. And she could keep me busy. We had to give her care 24/7 now, but I have a nice little team. And this is what's going on in my life. Anybody wants to ask me any questions?
Well, thank you, Maria. I would like to ask a few questions. I know you've told some amazing stories of some miraculous things that have happened in your life. I think one of them has to do with when you first moved to New York, or when you first moved either to New York or from New York. Do you know what story I'm thinking about? I remember it was some very amazing things.
Oh, I have pretty many amazing things happen in my life. But the most amazing, when I first came into the teachings of the masters, I went to a Wednesday service, and I heard a voice, and I said, oh, my God, that's the person that came to visit with me one day in my house in Miami. And so I didn't associate it until I heard the voice that it was Lanello. So what happened was that I cleaned my house real nice, and I didn't have nothing else to do. The kids were in school. And I went to one of the back rooms, and I lay down, and as soon as my head hit the pillow, my eyes closed, and I heard footsteps coming towards the room. But then I couldn't move. I was, like, paralyzed. I couldn't open my eyes, but I did not feel any fear. I was fearless, but I was amazed. I said, but the footstep came to the side of the bed and sat there. My body kind of moved to the side where the person was sitting on it. I didn't dare to ask a question. Who are you? What are you doing here? Why is this happening? But after a while, when I first came upon the master's teaching, and I went through my first experience with it, which was a Wednesday night service, and I heard Danilo's voice in that decree, it is finished. I said, oh, my God, it's the master. And I know the master's voice. When you hear the master's voice, you know. And that was a very amazing thing that ever happened to me. A lot of things happened in New York. I've always been a kind of a curious person, always wanting to know truth, always wanting to know what's behind the next bend. And like if I was an explorer, well, you know, I have explorer blood in me. If Ponce de Leon and the Ortizes and the Cortezes that from Spain that came this way to the New World were part of my life too at that time, because I always liked exploring. But I my best exploring was finding the master's teaching, which I am involved now. And you know, that's one thing. You know, I know I have a bunch of other amazing things happen. So if you want to ask a question, I don't remember the particular story because sometimes I'm very impromptu, you know, it comes with the spirit.
Well, Maria, I know that you just lately went to our event in New York City. And in fact, I'll put a picture up there of that to remind us. Is there anything that special that happened when you were in New York? And I think you took either some children or grandchildren or something. So tell us a little bit about New York in our autumn equinox tour.
Well, being in New York City, I lived in New York City for many years, but that was out in the past. And I have some family there. My husband has his brother. His family there have been contacting me, and one of the girls is my husband's niece. And so I contacted her. I said, I'm going to need some help getting from Jamaica to downtown to the center so I could go to the event. And she says, oh, I'll be happy to take you there, Auntie. So she and her sister came with me that very Friday. And everything was fine as long as I was coming and going with somebody. And the last day, I thought I was going back the right and proper way, and I landed up in the Bronx. I started seeing some names, and I said, oh, my goodness, I'm in the Bronx. So I got in the train. I said, my best bet is to go back to Wall Street and see if I find somebody that could call my family, because then my phone was not working. So I didn't have a working phone. I couldn't call my family, and they were waiting for me in the train station in Jamaica. And I said, oh, my goodness. So I went back to Wall Street, and by God's grace, I found the people that were going out to a temple in Manhattan, in the Chinese section of Manhattan. So I found them, and they said, oh, my goodness, your family have been calling us to see what happened to you. You didn't get there. So anyway, it was like a miracle happening because they were all there. They were all supposed to have been at the temple. So anyway, it worked out real good for me because I did get to go to the temple. I didn't think I was going to go because I was going to spend a little time with the family before I came back home the next day. So it worked out just fine. I found my way home just.
Well, it sounds like things really work out for you, Maria. So I do have one last question, and that's about how the Heart Center has benefited you or affected you spiritually. Have things, improved, or has it been a special experience for you being with us in the Heart Center?
It was a great experience for me because at one time, after Elizabeth Clare Prophet, made her transition and ascended, I was lost. I knew that I needed somebody to give us dictations and messages. And one day a friend of mine told me, we have a messenger. And I got so excitedly happy. But I said, we cannot talk of this openly. So she said, he's going to be here, but people have been, you know, it's been pretty hard on the messenger and on the people who want to join him. But anyway, I don't care. I'm going to go and see him. And when I did go see David, and he spoke and he gave a dictation, it was like, this is it. This is right on the money. I'm going to stick to this because I need a messenger. We need a messenger. So whatever happened out there, to me, it was a life-changing thing because then I felt like I was whole again. you know, there was a hole there. And I said, God doesn't, I've been praying, and like the Bible said, God doesn't give you a stone when you ask for a piece of bread. So I'm always asking, I'm always seeking, and it has changed my life. I enjoy it. There's always something going on and some truth coming out. It's a never-ending, wonderful thing. As far as I'm concerned, that's the heart center for me.
Well, thank you, Maria. Thank you very much. And we are certainly glad that you are with us and bring us your joy flame, and so wonderful for us to be connected. Here you are. You're in Florida. We're in California. And it's just like we're right next door talking. So thank you so much, Maria, for being one of our wonderful heart friends. And I look forward to seeing you in person sometime soon.
Okay, me too. Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you. Have a great day.